Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ChatGPT has taken to roasting Portland, war-torn Portland.
Yes. And soon to be rescued by, I don't know, 300 National Guardsmen.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody said they drove by the ICE building the other night, and there were four people out there. Four.
Good thing we're deploying the federal government.
Four.
God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whatever were we going to do?
So, I'll give you the ChatGPT roast of the six largest cities in Clackamas County.
Yes.
In a moment.
Okay.
But I will start you with ChatGPT savagely roasting Portland. Here's what it said. Portland is what happens when Seattle and San Francisco had a kid, but neither parent stuck around to raise it. It's a city that thinks it's edgy because it has food trucks, but half of them are just overpriced grilled cheese with an attitude. Portland's economy runs on coffee, craft beer, and people, quote, finding themselves, end quote, at 33.
So accurate.
Everyone there looks like they're auditioning for the role of local barista who also DJs. The dating scene? Imagine trying to find love in a thrift store that smells like wet flannel and regret. Downtown Portland used to be the heart of the city. Now it's like the final level of a post-apocalyptic video game, but with more fixed-gear bikes. And whoa, y'all call it the Rose City, please. The only thing blooming there is rent and irony.
Damn.
Yikes.
I kind of enjoyed that.
It was pretty good.
Way to go, ChatGPT.
Okay, so now we took to roasting, because it asks you, once you ask it a question, it will be like, hey, you want me to, I'm feeling pretty good. You want me to roast the sports?
Feel a little spry.
So then I said, of course I want you to roast the sports, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
The Trailblazers, bless their hearts.
This is going to be good.
They're like that one friend who almost gets their life together every few years before completely collapsing again. The franchise's biggest talent has always been drafting the wrong guy. Greg Oden over Durant, classic Portland move. They saw a future MVP and said, nah, let's take the dude with knees made of paper mache. Every Blazer season starts with hope and ends with someone saying, well, next year's our year. Bro, you've been saying that since Clyde Drexler had a fade. And then there's the Portland Timbers, whose fans act like winning an MLS Cup is equivalent to curing world hunger. Congratulations, you beat Kansas City in a sport the rest of America forgets exists, but hey, you won. The Timbers army is out there chanting like they're storming a medieval castle, and meanwhile, half the stadium smells like organic patchouli and IPAs.
Yes!
The Portland Thorns are honestly the only team holding that city's dignity together, which is wild because the women's team is out here carrying an entire sports town on their backs while the men's teams are busy making inspirational Instagram posts about, quote, rebuilding. Portland sports are basically like their weather, gloomy, disappointing, and guaranteed to leave you damp with tears in May. God!
Whoa.
And then solid effort.
It goes on to... Okay,
although, to be fair, the women's team does have sticky fingers because everyone... apparently can't keep their hands off one another.
Yeah.
So
just, didn't bring that up, did it?
Just saying. Let's give some equal shade to the women.
Okay, would you like it to roast Portland sports fans? I think you would.
I think we know the
answer. Oh, Portland fans, says ChatGPT. Perfect. The human embodiment of we're just happy to be here. Blazers fans treat every eighth seed playoff exit like it's a Disney movie ending. They'll paint their face, cry in the Rose Garden, and then post a paragraph on Reddit about how this team has heart. No, bro, they have mediocrity and trauma bonding. They love to talk about loyal to the soil, but half of them couldn't name a player from before Damian Lillard, and now they're in therapy trying to process his trade like it was a breakup. Portland fans didn't lose a player, they lost their entire personality. Timbers fans, they're like Renaissance fair knights with beer bellies. They bang drums, wave chainsaws, and act like beating the LA Galaxy is the second coming of the revolution. They've got chants, scarves, and way too much free time. If enthusiasm won championships, Portland would be the Patriots of every league, but it doesn't. So they're just the loudest team with the fewest rings. And don't even get me started with the hipster fans, the ones who only go to games for the vibe. They're the kind of people who wear vintage Blazers gear but think Bill Walton is a weed strain. Portland fans are loyal, passionate, and delusional. A beautiful combo that makes every season feel like a Shakespearean tragedy set in a Whole Foods parking lot. How great is that? Dude, it's so good.
ChatGPT's watched Portland sports for 30 years. My God.
Yeah, what?
It's really good.
That's spot on.
There is a lot of that just...
Thank you for throwing all the stupid hope under the bus. Thank you, ChatGPT.
This coming from Mariner fan.
Hey, we were eight outs away.
Mariner boy.
Shut up.
Now, where did I put...
Was there another?
Well, no, I have the... what did I do with the...
The cities in Clackamas County?
Yeah, the realtor who wrote... I don't know what I did with them. I got to go to Instagram. This is going to take me a while.
Oh, boy.
Hold on.
Man.
See if I can find it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't really even have an Instagram account, so this might be a problem.
You just do some light Instagram stalking. You have a burner account, do you?
You know, I feel like Portland fans are taking to either the text line or Reddit right now to... very, very, very strongly argue against what ChatGPT says.
Oh, come on.
I think most Portland fans know that there's a lot of truth to that.
Then why do they get mad when I call them out for their hope?
Does it encompass every fan? No.
They get mad because they're sensitive about it.
If you are mad at that, it's because it rings true.
Exactly. That's why you get mad. You get sensitive because you know it's true.
And if someone insults you and it's not something that has a kernel of truth, then you just let it roll off your back. When someone gets really pissy about something, it's like the person that rages against like homosexuals. If that person that's out there in a megaphone talking about how every gay person's going to hell, I promise you that person's on Grindr, right? That's the person with the wide stance. It's always that politician. It's always that pastor. You're like, no one should be this angry and sensitive about something unless it hits a nerve deep down somewhere, you know, that you don't want
to
talk about.
Okay, here it says Lake Oswego. Okay, Lake Oswego used to be all about keeping the lake private, but now it's open to the public. Homeowners are losing their collective minds. It's like the HOA's worst nightmares came true. Regular people with inflatable flamingos floating past their million-dollar docks. That's what ChatGPT says about Lake O. We
talked about that many a time.
Yeah, they hate the peasants.
No, they oh, damn it. Hold on.
What is happening?
I'm having to...
You're having problems.
I'm having to navigate this on the fly here. Okay, Oregon City. The first incorporated city west of the Rockies, and they've been bragging about it ever since. The big tourist draw is still an elevator because apparently that was groundbreaking technology when your entire town peaked in 1844.
They do like that.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come see the elevator.
Yeah, that is the thing. Yeah. I got nothing wrong with Oregon City. I go out there from time to time.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Man.
Got a couple good breweries over there.
It's all fun here.
It's nice there along the river and a couple nice bridges until they start tolling them. Yeah, Oregon City's legit.
Wilsonville.
Hey, my stomping ground.
Wilsonville is the HOA capital of the world, where every neighborhood looks like it was copy-pasted from the Truman Show. It's the kind of place where people complain about your grass being an inch too long, but also can't find their way out of the roundabouts.
Yeah, I feel like Wilsonville is the people that can't afford to live in Lake Oswego, and they're angry about not being able to live in Lake Oswego, so they take their frustration out on everyone that lives in Wilsonville.
Not only can they not get out of the roundabouts, but they use turn signals going into the roundabout. You are not turning. You are going into a roundabout.
I never thought about that before.
Idiots!
Yeah, I guess that, yeah.
Why wouldn't you put the signal on until you are going out of the roundabout? That makes sense. But to put your signal on and then enter the roundabout...
I don't signal at any...
What are we doing?
I don't even signal my exit of the roundabout.
That's fine, too. That's great.
You have to signal exit in the roundabout?
You, that's the whole point of a roundabout. Yeah, you do not.
You just go in.
You just get off of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Good old Wilsonville Oregonian driver.
God. Happy Valley. Happy Valley, where every house is a three-story stucco mansion squished onto a postage stamp lot. The name is ironic, too. People there are only happy until their $9 oat milk latte order gets messed up at Starbucks.
I don't know.
That's pretty accurate.
Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah.
I go to Happy Valley, like, every day, but I'm not... It's usually one place in Happy Valley, so I'm not uber familiar, other than, like... I can talk about the three restaurants I go to and the gym that I go to in Happy Valley.
This is pretty good. This is West Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
West Lynn is where soccer moms drive Escalades like they're auditioning for Fast and Furious PTA Drift.
100%.
They all go fast there? I didn't
PTA Drift?
Yes.
That's fantastic. The city motto should be, we didn't want to live in Lake Oswego, but we still wanted to feel like we do. That's pretty good.
That is very good. And it's very accurate. Yes, I believe every other car in West Lynn has to be an SUV roughly the size of a barn. And it is all driven by women. There is something about that where I find women drive bigger cars than most men. There's just like, there's something very...
they feel safe.
Yeah, they feel safe. Something very empowering about having that... If I see not necessarily the jacked up. If you see the jacked up truck, that's just you're a guy with a small penis. But if you just see the abnormally large SUV, there's a soccer mom behind that wheel. 100%.
And the final city in Clackamas County that was roasted here by ChatGPT is Milwaukee. And it says, Milwaukee, Portland's younger sibling who insists they're cooler because Bob's Red Mill is headquartered there. The town is basically trying to be hip, but it's stuck in that awkward phase between small-town charm and, we promise, we're urban now. And that is ChatGPT roasting our fair cities.
Yeah, Milwaukee kind of stinks, so I get it.
It's sad to drive by the old Red Mill now.
Well, now they don't have the cafe open. Yeah, you used to be able to get breakfast there.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing closed.
Yeah, so the whole headquarters isn't even there anymore.
Well, no, it's there, but it's not there.
Okay.
Like, it's still, I mean,
you're still there.
The
you
sign's there, yeah. Bob's Red Mill, everything, but there's nothing.
Yeah. We can't enter anymore.
No. I want some eccentric rich guy to buy it and just live there. I've always thought it'd be fun that if you had a bunch of money to just buy something like that and then, like, hey, where do you live? Bob's Red Mill.
You mean like the guy, I think it's on the Oregon coast, that lives in a plane?
Ah, I just think that'd be fun.
I saw that.
Yeah.
He's, that's pretty cool.
You can go and stay with him, yeah. I think.
But he's nude.
Yeah, you got to watch him shower.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just like, you don't have to pay or whatever. Like,
no?
You can just go by and it's like in the trees. And apparently that dude just lets you
hang out.
He just hang out, but he is not going to change his lifestyle. And part of that is he's probably going to hang dong.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.